The discussion of guns in the U.S. right now, at least, has all been centered around the shooting recently in Aurora, Colorado. And the National Rifle Association hasn't really engaged with that debate about gun control or mass shootings. But the organization has been very engaged elsewhere. At the U.N., the United Nations Conference on the Arms Trade Treaty has been going on all this month in New York City. It ends tomorrow. And the conference is trying to set some common standards for the international sale of weapons, including what we call small arms. That would be handguns and assault rifles. Joining us now to explain what's going on, Dave Weigel, who writes about American conservatism for Slate. He's also a contributor to MSNBC, and he's been covering the NRA efforts at the UN for Foreign Policy magazine. Dave, thanks for being with us again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, I mean, I think it comes as a surprise to a lot of people that the NRA would be involved in any kind of discussions of international arms trades. Why is the NRA there, and what are they trying to achieve?
Well, they've actually been involved at this level for a decade and a half, bit more. Really, the international effort to restrict gun sales, gun trafficking, dates back to the early 90s. The NRA was a little bit slow to get engaged, but once they got engaged, they have became a pretty steady appearance at the UN. They also got fairly heavily involved when other countries need help, other gun rights organizations need help stopping any kind of restrictions at home. I mean, in Brazil, for example, the NRA had a good test case in 2005 where they gave a little bit of aid, a little bit of advice to a campaign to stop a ban on gun sales in the country, and they were tremendously successful. I mean, they've kind of taken that wisdom to the UN, and every time any kind of gun issue comes up, Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president, kind of storms in, gives a speech about how they're not going to stand for this, and then storms out. And then after he does that, there's quite a bit of lobbying again to make the case that America will never sign on to any treaty that regulates guns in any way.
Although, I mean, we've all heard it said that while in the United States, gun ownership is associated often with patriotism and nationalism, in other countries, that's not the case at all. And in fact, we've seen some pretty restrictive policies put in place there.
Well, yeah, and the important thing about this treaty is that it's not actually going to restrict gun rights in the United States. The NRA kind of plays on a mistrust that's almost genetic that a lot of Americans have for the UN. They point out that more than half of the Senate, this is mostly led by Democrats, have said they will not agree to any treaty that restricts gun rights, which isn't actually what the UN treaty does. I mean, I think the goal has been to inform Americans early on that this is going to be a disaster, irrespective of what it actually does, which is mostly it governs the trafficking of arms, it tracks them, but it doesn't do anything that Americans don't already have. And we don't have gun registries. This is kind of a ongoing issue, but we track guns in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Although it appears that the NRA's international policy is that they support gun ownership anywhere in the world, no matter what country we're talking about.
It is. I mean, this was an issue at the NRA's conference a few months ago. Newt Gingrich, right before he dropped out, suggested that not just the NRA, but America should go to the UN and demand a right to gun ownership as a human right, as something we should campaign for in every country. I mean, they start with that principle, and they are willing to lend help to any country in the world along the lines that they do it here, that in order to prevent tyranny, you need to have legal guns and access to legal guns. Any restriction of that is a step down the slippery slope. I mean, one of the point men on this is actually John Bolton, who was
ambassador to the United Nations under the Bush administration,
Yeah, he had a few jobs at the Bush administration, and all of them he would appear at the UN and preemptively criticize him for anything dealing with guns, any treaties. He now heads the NRA's kind of international relations subcommittee of their legislative affairs subcommittee, which doesn't mean he's hustling around Washington every day. It does mean he goes around making this argument, and it's things as simple as referring to a treaty like this as the global gun ban treaty.
Right. But, Dave, how much pull does the NRA have internationally? I mean, why on earth would Germany or Russia pay attention to something that the NRA says?
Well, there are countries where it's a bit hopeless. I mean, when the NRA focuses or helps a foreign campaign, it's in a country where it's a bit up in the air. It's not something that's been banned de jure or constitutionally. But at the UN, it's limited. I mean, people who are negotiating say that, again, I was describing how the NRA will show up, bluster, and leave. That doesn't impress a lot of people. They have a couple of lobbyists there every day, but it's understood that what the NRA's complaint with the treaty is not entirely related to what is actually in the document. What they're able to do is just say with some force and some credibility that America's never going to sign on to this. And that limits maneuverability. I mean, I think there's more that UN negotiators want to do, more that they want to track if they could and if they knew that it wouldn't offend a couple of member states. I should point out Australia and Canada have fairly strong gun lobbies too.
Yeah.
But it's the NRA that have mastered the strategy, the NRA that claimed the most clout. And they can just go to the UN and say, look, if you whatever you do, your most important partners are not going to go along with this. So you better, if you pass anything, it'll be limited. If you pass anything, we're still going to try to kill it.
And so far, they've been correct. I can't let you get away, Dave, without asking why you think the NRA has kind of laid low in the debate over gun control in the light of the Aurora shootings at the movie theater there.
I mean, one reason is that they've been focused on this. They've been focused on this and the Fast and Furious issue, and they frankly feel that they've won such consistent victories here that the gun issue is so settled that they are focused on this as among other things, kind of a fundraising issue.
Wow.
The president has finally last night said a couple of things about restricting guns, but this is a president they swear is going to use international powers to restrict gun rights at home. In his second term. And even when you make that admission, you're saying there's not much he's going to do at the present.
Dave Weigel, political reporter for Slate, contributor to MSNBC, has been covering the NRA at the UN for Foreign Policy Magazine. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.